It is the Friday edition. The live from the American Family Insurance Championship at University Ridge edition. Actually, 2 days in a row in person.
Yeah, that'll probably be enough.
I was going to say, you've met your quota.
I'll take a vacation next
edition. The Bucks win. 2-1 now. But Giannis missed a bunch of threes. I'm told that I'm supposed to be bothered by that.
Don't be. No,
that's what I've been told.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Edition. I know Jen Latta listens to the show, so.
Jen's worried about it?
Well, it's a discussion
and
we had.
And you're scared of Jen, so you better just, I'll say what I want, but you tone yours
scared
back.
Scared seems strong. You intimidated.
No, you said scared.
Somebody else was scared first, though, right?
No. For some reason, I don't know what it is about Jen. She scares people.
Yeah, you, on the other hand.
I am not remotely scared of Jen.
You're not scary at all. No. The Packers minicamp is over edition. And, of course, a Feel Good Friday edition. Our friend Dan Kelly is scheduled to join us from AmFam edition. Everything you love about Wilde and Tausch, except live and in person from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is where he belongs, in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios, back for his second day post-nuptials. Good morning, Jesse.
We took this nice picture together yesterday, and then they posted it, and everyone's making fun of me for being short. Like, I'm almost the same height as you, Jason. I don't know why everyone's saying, oh, who's the short guy with Wilde and Tausch?
Yeah, you're in the middle, too. Edit you out.
But you're also the skinny guy in that picture, which has got to make you feel good.
It does make you feel good, yeah.
Yeah.
That voice you hear belongs to the Packers Hall of Famer. And the tall guy in that photo.
Tall and stocky.
I didn't say stocky.
No, I'll take stocky.
Husky, but husky's the problem.
I'll take husky, too. It is what it is.
It's Mark Tauscher, the Packers Hall of Famer. Are you excited? The AmFam is back.
You guys know I love this. We talk about it a bunch. And, you know, I know my kids come out. I don't know if your kids are coming out. All of the festivities that typically go in with, you know, the kids stuff, maybe a little bit dialed back, but I love the fact that you got local guys like Steve and Jerry and now Andy North, who saw him last night over at the Middleton Sun Prairie.
He wasn't resting up?
No, he was out grinding. He should have been. He said he's getting massages. He's grinding, and he still believes that he's going to go 71 and under. I'm not sure, but what I love about it, again, it's, you know, the American Family Insurance doing this, bringing a bunch of people out, having a world-class event from the Champions Tour standpoint, and then all this money that gets raised. It's why we all love living here, events like this.
And why we do love this tournament. We're glad that it's back after, obviously, last year because of COVID. So it was strange to walk up this morning into University Ridge and see, you know, defending champion Jerry Kelly, 2019. Like, I missed last year. It's great to be back. There are lots of fans that are here, and we're getting ready, I believe, the first group.
Yeah, Steve tees off at 10 after 9 with Freddie Couples, and see how she rolls. I got Steve winning it this year. I'm going to handicap it. You guys know I picked Koepka at the U.S. Open a few years ago.
How many more years can you live off of Bruce?
First, it's not Bruce. It's Brooks. It's actually Brooksy. It's Brooksy Koepka. What do you mean how many years I live off?
Well, you're still bragging about it.
Who's
that was
bragging?
Like 4 years ago.
I'm stating a fact. I'm not bragging.
How many other tournaments have you correctly predicted?
I haven't predicted any other ones. You haven't asked. We haven't been live out there.
I'm pretty sure you had Jerry Kelly, Tausch. I think you
I did pick Jerry Kelly to win it 2 years ago. I did. Thank you, Jesse.
Jesse, don't encourage him. That's
I had triplet going back to back, and he got close. So I think I've picked 3 out of 4 years winning.
What about your guy Gillis?
Gillis, is he out here? Gillis is not going to win. No, I don't think Gillis is going to pull it off. I hope he does, though.
You play around
we
with
will,
a guy
by
and
the
you
way,
trash him I'm now?
Not, who's trashing him?
He's not going to win.
He's not
he's here
win.
To win.
I want him to play well.
You don't want him to win because you picked Steve.
By the way, I talked to Andy North last night to run the idea that I pitched you guys yesterday, and you guys all told me I was crazy about the scramble.
Which idea? There's so many ideas.
The four-person scramble versus his one ball.
Right.
He said not a doubt that we would win. Not a doubt.
Is Andy going to replace the guy in your group that wasn't very good?
No, we're not going to. We're going to play it straight.
Bring a ringer.
We are going to upgrade a little bit, but for the rest of it, This is going to happen. I feel good about this happening next year.
All right. So those of you who missed the show yesterday, you can check it out on Wisconsin On Demand. But Tausch played in the Pro-Am,
yep.
And your pro was?
Gillis.
Tom Gillis.
I think it's Tom, yeah. I always called him Bob, but it's Tom Gillis.
Peter Tom
and
Gillis.
And Tom Gillis, he duct tapes his name on the bag. He doesn't have one of these fancy embroidered bags.
He's your kind of guy.
He is a grinder. He's out there grinding, hitting balls, you know, playing in all the Pro-Ams, because if you're on the bottom part of the money list, you have to play in all the Pro-Ams. You got to play both days, not just one.
Is that like when a team misses the playoffs for several years and they're subjected to potentially being on Hard Knocks? Like, it's almost a punishment for not being higher in the food
chain?
No,
there's not. It's not almost. It is a punishment. These guys do not want to do two Pro-Ams. I don't think anybody wants to do two Pro-Ams. As much as fun as they have with us, I think one is enough for
all
most
right.
of them.
All right, so Peter Tom Gillis had...
Yeah, he is not going to win.
I'm pulling for
That's
him
my
now
prediction.
After that big prediction.
Steve Stricker winning it this year, book it.
But yesterday on the show, you had a discussion. You told us of your discussion with him, yep. In which you said that your foursome that played with Tom Gillis,
yeah.
That you could beat him in a scramble. He gets his shots every time.
Just
you
his
get
own
your best shots.
From his tee box. We play from our tee box. And we go about it that way.
And you did acknowledge that if you were not able to upgrade one of your spots, it might be a little bit tougher for you to beat him.
Well, of course. Having a better player is going to help.
So yes. Do you think it's fair to upgrade that spot?
No.
Okay.
And we won't. That doesn't mean that he can't get better in a year.
That's true.
He's going to get new clubs. He's still hitting those old clubs. So we'll be in good shape.
Better get some coaching going. All right. So
speaking of coaching. You know, we talk a ton of Aaron Rodgers here. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I'm going to transition.
Okay.
If Bud loses that game last night, he gone.
He's not, like, fired after the game.
No, but, I mean, his time with the Milwaukee Bucks would end whenever the series would end.
Correct.
I still think if they don't get out of this, I think he's probably gone. I think they're probably looking at it saying, we have this group locked up. It ain't getting done. Like, we're not making the steps. And last night... Listen, I will never apologize for winning. Like, I don't care if we're playing a little league team against Local Source Foods, which we did last night. Sloppy. We did not play well. We found a way to win. You compliment, but you're not ecstatic about it. Just like, I don't think the Bucks. Yeah, they squawked out a win last night. They needed it because it was over. That was an ugly basketball game. You're not going to win games playing that way. You're not going to win games playing that way.
Well, there's not a lot of games in the National Basketball Association these days that don't have 100 points for each team.
Not 90.
I felt like I was watching
honestly,
the Bucks teams that I covered in the early 2000s.
I saw one of those betting apps. I don't know if it was Revel or whoever's it was. No way. Josh from Heartland in the house. Wow, it's only a shame that Jesse Nelson's not out here to say hello. What was
nice
I just
try.
What was I just talking about?
You were talking about winning ugly and,
oh, so
and
this,
Josh from Heartland.
So this was
the
largest under hit. There, it was the over-under in the NBA game. It was 65 points short of hitting. So if you had the under last, that game could have went to 5 overtimes, and you're still covering. That's how bad – that's how
neither team shot the ball well at
it
all.
It was – and the unfortunate part is this is the way the Bucks are going to have to play. And everybody that is an expert, Legler and all these experts that are on TV, they in essence said they let the refs let this thing get more physical. It was, as you put it, 1990s basketball where there's hand checking. You can't hand check. That's going to get cleaned up because you know what Steve Nash is going to do. He's going to send it in. NBA doesn't want games in the 80s.
Correct.
So can the Bucks ramp that up? They have to shoot better at some point. They do, but...
They want scoring like the 1980s. They don't want final scores in the 80s.
This was a good, gritty, gutty win, but this was not a win that I think gives any Bucks fan confidence that they're going to win this series. Can they win another game? Can they maybe keep – I don't see, unless things change, if you play that way, you're not going to beat this team. You're just not.
So they have a chance to even the series at home. You are a big either believer or you just mention it all the time, the George Karl theory that a series...
I am not a believer in that. I think it's ridiculous.
I know that.
But,
that a series does not start until someone wins.
Yeah, I can't wait for this
floor.
Bucks series to start.
So it still hasn't started.
Yeah, 0-0, yep.
The Bucks do need to win the next one, Game 4, so they can
eat. I have a question.
This is how today's going to go, right?
Yeah, it's what's our last day together?
We're out in public, and you're going to have all kinds of ideas.
No,
we're
just my mind is stimulated.
Yes, exactly.
Watching last night, and they call that 10-second on Giannis, again, shooting free throws.
Becoming a thing.
Which is a rule, so you can call it. Why on earth, James Harden never, and I know he's not playing, but when he shoots a free throw, his feet go across the line. They need to call that every time, too. Like, just because you don't like...
Wait.
So he shoots, and before you cannot go across the line before the ball hits the rim.
In grade school and high school, I was taught that the shooter can't cross the line until it hits the rim.
That is the rule.
I did not play beyond that level.
So. James Harden does not do that. He goes over, and they don't call that. So here's the deal. If you're going to do this and call this ticky-tack, which is whatever. I don't like it. But if that's what you're going to do, be consistent. Call this other side. You can't just pick and choose which rules you want to call.
That's true.
Because this is obviously, it's in Giannis's head. He's shooting god-awful from the free throw line.
It's not good.
At one point, he was 6 of 19 from the line in this series. I don't know where it's at now.
You're like spewing statistics and everything. Who are you?
Well, I'm a Bucks fan when the playoffs are off. You know that.
So here would be my question about that, since we're going to be all over the map.
Jesse, crank it up.
What is the benefit for him to take that long to shoot?
There isn't one.
Like, isn't it even making it more psychological the longer you wait? Like, take the ball, dribble it twice, and...
It depends what your model is.
I'm trying to understand the psychology.
I don't know either. All I know is... Coaches will always tell you less is more. The more stuff you have moving, more moving parts, the more opportunity you have to get flaws in there. I don't know. Everybody's got their process. Giannis has improved his free throw shooting, but everybody that's worried about him shooting threes, he needs to be Shaq. Like when Shaq said that a few years ago, that Giannis is the new Shaq, he's 100% right. Free throws and everything. He needs to be bully ball Giannis in the post. I'm going to bully you into submission. And then if you want to kick it out and they want to double, you're getting threes. The perimeter days with Giannis, am I crazy to say I don't want him on the perimeter anymore? I want him down there and make Brooklyn cover him low. I don't want him on the perimeter.
Set him up on the block. So I saw a
old school. We're talking.
Right.
Hey, what they did last night was 90s basketball. That's how they won. You know what would be nice? Let's get back to the Anthony Masons and Charles Oakleys. Put him in the post and let him bully people.
It doesn't matter if it's 1990s basketball or 2020s basketball. We know that when it comes to windows, there's only one place to go.
It is, and it is time now to upgrade to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, choose 6 years no-interest financing or 40% off any installation. More than a pair of pretty offers, Pella Windows now lead Wisconsin and states across the country as number one, highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows, according to a 2021 consumer survey. Instead of just a few lines and a bunch of standard sizes to fit most, Pella offers 9 lines. There's 9 holes on the front side of this golf course. There are 9 lines, each custom measured and made for your home's specific needs. And they're installed by Pella certified installers in as little as 1 day. Order by June 30th for your choice of 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or give a call at 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
You know that I love all versions of Mark Tauscher. I've made that very clear. But I think...
You don't love all.
Squirrel Mark Tauscher, which of course is Squirrel! I think that's my favorite Mark Tauscher. So I don't know where today's show is going. We are in the clubhouse, so there may be fewer distractions now that we are underway at the AmFam Championship, but maybe not. I do want to talk about the reaction after the game to a certain quarterback and part owner in the Milwaukee Bucks.
Bortles bought the Bucks?
No, Kurt Benkert is a smaller amount that he's put in, but nevertheless, he tweeted, and there were a lot of folks that were like unhappy that he wasn't at the game. And I wondered, what kind of reception would he have gotten had he been at the game? Like Za'Darius Smith, who was there, and Aaron Jones, who was there.
That is an interesting question.
And we will address it live from the AmFam Championship next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
didn't score a lot, but at the end of the day, we got a win, and you know, that's why we came and showed up tonight. We knew it was a very, very tough game, and we knew that we needed this game as much as possible. And hopefully we can get the next one, but at the end of the day, a win is a win. It doesn't matter if you win by 30, it doesn't matter if you win by one. If you can go back home and celebrate W, it feels good.
The AmFam Championship at University Ridge.
Gorgeous afternoon. Josh and Hartland's going to enjoy it. Isn't it? He is.
One of our many avid listeners, Josh and Hartland, did make an appearance here in the clubhouse.
His dad's from Nakusa.
Tosh, what does he look like?
Nakusa. Hit a lot of home runs at Nakusa. Very small little league field in Nakusa.
Yeah.
Hit some home runs out there, and then we'd go to Dairy Treat afterwards, get a nice ice cream.
The Dairy cream. Treats.
Fantastic, yep.
Paint us a picture, Tosh. I don't know what Josh and Hartland looks like. Describe him for me.
Nope. Not going to do that. Because honestly, it freaks me out a little bit when you have people that you only hear, and you have no idea what they look like. You just kind of like I.
Did you create a picture of Josh and Hartland in your head?
No,
before you.
But
met
then
him?
When he came up with his sign on, I was thinking, whoa! And now I'll always remember what he looks like when he calls in.
Correct.
And he's a great caller.
I had the same thing with Justin Garcia.
Yeah, I'm not doing so. That's why I am never meeting Ron in the key. I don't know if I really want to meet Dan in Cambria. There's a bunch of our loyal callers that I just listening to.
First of all, I just want to clarify, Dan in Cambria himself, not a serial killer.
No, I didn't say
neighbor.
He's a serial killer.
Yeah, but you make it sound like you don't want to meet him because his neighbor was a murderer.
No.
That's kind of it.
No, that's not it at all.
Kind of.
You're not understanding my point.
Like, I understand your
there's
point.
There's, like, boundaries. And all of a sudden, when they cross, you're like, well, that freaks
so
me out.
So now do you wish that Josh and Hartland had not
I am
said
happy
hello?
He came up and said hello, and I got to get over it. It's on me. Like, that's just something that I have. I am more than happy. I love meeting folks, and it was nice to see Josh.
And we appreciate his loyalty.
He's going to get a good lather. He's walking the whole course today.
Good for him.
He's a caddy, though. So that's
so he's got some practice with that.
Yep.
So last night the Bucks win, cut the Nets series lead to 2-1.
Do you agree with me with the bully ball for Giannis though?
I do.
Stop shooting threes. Make these guys do what you're good
at.
That
was a common feeling after last
bully.
Night's game. Yeah.
Yes.
We don't advocate for bullies,
no, but on basketball we do.
I don't know enough about basketball scheming to know how difficult it would be to change your offense.
Well, I talked to a coach that was coaching at Belmont for 33 years and an assistant coach for UWGB Phoenix for a long time, and they all agreed with me. So you don't need to worry about it. I'll cover it.
I am always thrilled to hear how many people agree with you. It's amazing. You never mention anyone who disagrees
with
you.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
And the ironic part is I love it when people disagree with me more than they
you
agree.
You do. It riles you up, and it makes really for fun for all of us. All right. So speaking of disagreeing, Aaron Rodgers tweets out a W. I even got an alert on my phone that said Aaron Rodgers tweeted for the first time in a while. He hasn't been using his social media during this, whatever we're calling this, standoff.
Saga. No, it's a saga.
Saga. So he tweeted out a W and just the hashtag.
You know what he should have done? Is use that
what should he have done?
That Winston. Remember when he was in the pregame locker room, he was talking about eating W's. He should have done that gif with Jameis Winston
when
he was talking about eating W's.
You're always looking to upgrade things that people do, including Giannis' game. My question is, it was amazing because he tweeted that, and then responses were like, why weren't you at the game? You got to come back and do your job. Like, I'm sure he doesn't look at his mentions because he's smart, but people react to stuff like this, and all he did was tweeted the letter W for a win for his Bucks. People wondering why he wasn't there.
Well, what do you mean why he wasn't there? He's not here.
He travels.
So
he
the
travels
real question is, we saw Za'Darius and we saw Aaron Jones.
Right.
I think Kenny Clark.
The real question is the question that I asked before we went to break, which is, had he been there, which is what I was setting up, had he been there, How would the fan base have? Yes, it does. That's my signature. How would the fan base have reacted? 16,000 in the stands at Fiserv Forum.
Open up the phone lines, Jesse. Open up the phone lines. Jason, poll it. The fans, only 70% cheer. I think 30% boo them.
So we can't, I don't want to ask to predict what the breakdown would be.
I'll do that.
Of course you will. The question is, if you were in the stands
yes.
for last night's game.
Would you?
And Aaron Rodgers had been there in person. Would you have cheered him or would you have booed him?
Yeah.
Now, there is a corollary question that we don't have to ask today, but I know there were some that were wondering, I believe yesterday when we were together, which again, I've met my quota as well, how will people react if he is back under center to start the season, including in week two, their first home game on Monday Night Football against the Lions? And you, I believe, was it Jesse you called an idiot or something to that effect? Someone suggested that he would get booed.
He would not get booed at Lambeau. Nope. That ain't happening. If he's back under center playing quarterback for our football team, he ain't getting booed. Now, if he's at the Bucs game last night, he'd get booed a little bit. There'd be some smattering.
Yes.
But not at Lambeau, not after things get resolved and he's back. No.
So,
nope,
Jesse.
Nope, nope. Now, if he's with the, again, and I said this yesterday, if he's with the Detroit Lions, he would be getting
correct.
Booed.
Yes, that was the, I remember that now. That was that
pretty
was
good.
Fun times. That was a good line. So, all right, Jesse. If you were at the Bucs game last night, how would you have responded to him being up on the Jumbotron? And if you were awake at the opener and he is under center against the home opener against the Lions on September 20th, how would you react to Aaron Rodgers there?
All right, so let's start with the easy one here. If Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers in that Monday night home opener, there's no doubt he's getting cheered. Tausch is 100% right. If he's the quarterback of the team, doesn't matter. Like, he's back, he's in town, he's running the show. Like, something's resolved, he's good to go. Like, there's.
Do you think there'll be 5% of people that will still boo him?
Maybe on Twitter, but not in real life.
Yeah, there's a segment that would say they would boo him.
You'll get 10% of Twitter. They're not booing him.
They would say they would, but they wouldn't. Which is what I think I would do if I was at the Bucs game last. If I go, let's say I go Sunday and Rodgers is there. Like, I might say I would boo him. But if I see him on the Jumbotron, I'm actually in the moment, like, probably feeling the hype of the game, and I'm seeing him, and my thought is going to be, he's back. He's back in town. He's here. He's among us. He's one of us again. And I'm going to cheer him for being there. So I might think, like, oh, man, if I see that guy and this thing hasn't been resolved yet, I'm probably going to boo him, saying, come on, let's get this figured out. But if I see him on the Jumbotron, I'm cheering him on. Like, that's just the way it's going to be. And I wish I could hold stronger to my convictions than that. But, no. If I see him on the Jumbotron, I'm cheering for him.
I wonder what Daryl would do. Daryl has been emailing me, and I really appreciate Daryl. He put himself out there, and he has owned it. He's emailed me a couple of times, and I've responded. He said, I've characterized his point very well. Which, a lot of times, sometimes, oh, you misconstrued my words. I've characterized his point. He said he's flattered that he's gotten this much attention with his because he
and
gave
we
us.
Appreciate
a, I said,
him helping
thank
us
you
with
for the
our
content.
Yeah. Right.
Daryl would be booing him at both.
So in your email exchanges, and for those of you that have missed some shows lately, shame on you. But you can catch up on Wisconsin On Demand. Daryl said that he would rather have the Packers be a losing operation for the next decade than give in to Aaron Rodgers and whatever
succumb.
His demands are, which we don't
succumb.
Even know what they are exactly.
You know, it's weird. Whenever I use the term succumb, I think of honey. Honeycomb, succumb.
That's not one of my favorite words I'm going to tell you right
which
now.
Which one? Succumb?
Succumb, yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to like it.
I kind of like it.
I don't have to like it, and I'm not going to use it
it's
either.
It's spelled funny.
It
fits all the things. It fits all the things that Wilde and Tausch, the army, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
It does sound a little sugary. You're right, Tausch.
Does it not seem like you'd think that you want to go out and get a honeycomb, break it off, and you're making
because
honey?
Because they both end in the letter B.
I don't know.
That's why.
I feel like
succumb
makes me feel like honeycomb. It does, yeah.
Like a popsicle.
You know what that is? You know what that is? Another word that ends in B. Dumb. All right, so we're going to put the poll in the field. Oh, my God. It's going going to be a long 3 hours. All right, so we're going to put this poll in the field. We want to take your calls on this.
We do.
Had you been at the Bucks game, or as Jesse put it, if you were going to game four and he decides to show up and they show him on the Jumbotron, are you booing him or cheering him, and why? Because Daryl's point is something I still don't quite fathom. You can email back and forth with him some more, but why would you want to suffer through a decade of losing just to feel like you won when it comes to Aaron Rodgers? You know, Jason, what that is? That's a Pyrrhic victory.
You wouldn't. That's my point.
But Daryl would.
Daryl says
no.
He says he would. I'm not going to besmirch Daryl.
That is the definition of a Pyrrhic victory.
I don't even know what Pyrrhic
you
is, but
Google
it's P-H-Y
that.
Is how you start that, right?
I'm glad you know how to spell it. You should check it out.
Two R's and an I and a C.
Yep.
Pyrrhic.
But no makes B me at
think,
the end.
That makes me think of the pyramids over in Egypt.
Makes me think of a Bunsen burner. All right, so we're going to put the poll in the field. We want your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776.
It does make me feel good. He has Wisconsin on his mind. Like, I think this...
He commented on a David Bakhtiari Instagram
photo. Let me tell you something. My plan is coming into place.
All right, we'll talk about your plan. Let me finish giving the phone number so we can get your calls that you want. 844-770-3776. You can also text us. That is the talk and text line. And thankfully, Jesse is back from his quasi-honeymoon, so we're able to keep the talk and text line together. 844-770-3776. We'll put the poll in the field as well. I want to remind you, if you are a Brewers fan, there's no better time to sign up for Brewers Checking with Associated Bank. You get the great grill kit that has the Brewers logo on it and Christian Yelich's signature embossed in it. You can go to the games, you can tailgate, you can flip your burgers the Brewers way and the Associated Bank way. All you got to do is open and fund a new Brewers checking account. Check out associatedbank.com/brewers to find out more. The poll will be in the field. We'll get to your calls all next from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. It's Wildy and Tausch.
So beautiful and clean. When the housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big king.
Do you consider yourself a good planner? Like when you're triangulating plans, are you good at that?
No, you know what I think I'm good at, though, is organizing a plan of not having a plan.
Our friend Dan Kelly from AmFam is going to join us. He may join us at 10:30. He may join us at 11:45. He may join us.
You know what?
You tried to get in for you for part of the show.
Here is what irritates me is when people who love planning act like they don't like planning, and then they say, well, I don't really care. And then I said, all right, let's do it here. And you're like, well, I really think we should do this. Just come out and say what you actually think.
Right,
it's like going out to dinner. I don't really care where we go to dinner.
I'm not going to be bullied by you.
Do you really not care?
I never said I didn't care,
and then you said, well, wouldn't you rather get Mexican?
I never said I didn't care when Dan joined us.
Well,
I am trying to plan. You asked for calls. You want to answer this discussion. If he comes back in 5 minutes, then he's...
Okay, get the calls.
God, you're right. We are meant to do the show remotely.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
For the record, I like to plan, and I'm a good planner, and I would like to be in the mix, so before you make the plans...
Jesse. I'm sorry. That's not how we're operating.
Dan Kelly is joining us at 10:30.
And perhaps again at 11:45. All right. 844-770-3776. The question we asked is, if you were going to game four of the Bucks-Nets series at Fiserv Forum, which game four is when, Jesse?
Sunday, 2 p.m.
And Aaron Charles Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, one of five they now have on the roster.
He comes in a Denver Broncos jersey sitting courtside.
No, stop. Oh, that. Okay. Then he's definitely getting booed. If he comes, let's say he comes here and comes to cheer his Andy North on.
What if he comes with a Guten Krause shirt on? Sitting courtside in the patented Guten Krause shirt.
Now, that I would cheer for him, and I don't
That's
cheer.
That's funny.
That would be funny. If he comes to game four and they show him the way they showed Za'Darius Smith and Aaron Jones last night, and you're there, are you cheering or are you booing? That's the poll question. That's the question for you. 844-770-3776 as we are live from the AmFam Championship here at University Ridge. Let's go to Jerry in the Prairie. Jerry, good morning. Are you booing or are you cheering?
I'm cheering.
Good for you. God bless you.
And I want to encourage everybody else to cheer, too. Aaron Rodgers hasn't really said anything yet about any of this publicly, right?
Correct. He basically said that there's a cultural problem at the 1265 Lombardi Avenue. I think that's the only thing we can pin on him having actually said.
But,
yes.
But he's still our quarterback, and a darn good one at that.
You're preaching the truth so far.
I'm almost at the point where I'm jumping on the Joe Thomas bandwagon, and, you know, if we want to hand him the reins.
Jerry, don't do it.
Let's do it.
Jerry in the Prairie.
I love it.
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
I love
you're
you
cutting
guys.
Him off.
Jerry just had a great call. He finished with a high note with Joe Thomas.
I don't think he finished. You decided
no,
that he finished.
So just wait a second. You're panicky about having calls go too long. I then say thanks for the call, and you come at me?
But he was still talking.
No, he was not.
Jesse, was he still talking?
He definitely had more to say, but.
Oh, well, then throw him back on.
Well, we already hung up on him. Again,
all right.
Love you guys.
All right, well. Well, I think most people are going to feel the way Jerry does. I don't think the GM part. I think Jerry is out on
correct.
The prairie. Jerry's
he
out in the
Joe
prairie.
Thomas.
Now, he's out in the prairie by himself with those prairie dogs with Joe. I don't – that's not happening. Now, it could be
nor
more.
Nor should it.
No. Of course, I am completely on board with that. But Packer fans, yes, everybody's a little hot. Everybody – the emotions are high. But if he is in Milwaukee cheering on his squad, we're all Bucks fans that day anyways. So let's go. I just don't see any reason to boo him under any of these circumstances. The only way I boo Aaron Rodgers is if he comes back as a quarterback for another team, especially if it's the Vikings or Bears.
844-770-3776. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's talk to Corey in Campbellsport. Do you know where Campbellsport is as someone who knows the state
Corey
so well?
Campbellsport. I want to say that's down by Milwaukee. Am I right, Corey?
Yes.
Yeah. God, I love it. Corey, ring Corey up. What do you say, racket?
All right, Corey, before we get to your opinion, you leave your house in Campbellsport. You're going to Fiserv Forum, since that's our question.
I think he's got 40 minutes.
How long is that taking?
I think he's got about 40.
Yeah, you could probably do it in 45 on a good day.
That's not down by Milwaukee. He's going to take 45 minutes to get to Fiserv Forum. He was just too nice to correct you. All right, Corey, if you were going to game four and making that 45-plus minute drive to Fiserv Forum from Campbellsport, and Aaron Rodgers is there too, and they show him up on the big screen, how are you reacting?
Well, I am feeling really positive going to game four after we finally got a win and we're not down by, you know, 3-0. So let's hope that we can keep on that. I mean, there was a lot of missed baskets. It was a scrappy, maybe ugly game like you guys were saying. But, I mean, thank goodness it wasn't like the first two games where they couldn't miss one and we couldn't make any. We couldn't buy a basket, it felt like. But I mean, if you're there, I'd like to ride the wave of being positive about things and really enjoy the whole thing. And I think that's got to be more of the underlying theme where what you're saying earlier about we're all fans, we're all supporting the same thing. And what do you really get about from being negative on one of your own? You know, if you're a fan, you're a Packer fan, you bleed green and gold and you sink or swim with your team. And if you just want to put holes in your boat and sink more, I mean, I don't know. To me, I feel like we can all be a little more positive about things.
So, Corey, here's the question I have, because I think you're making a good point. What would booing him at the Bucks game do? Like, what would it accomplish? Like, the argument, and again, I'm not a fan. I'm not here to tell you to be how to be a fan. I'm asking the
question.
Here's
why you boo, because you're irritated, and you're not happy with what the quarterback's approach
to
this is.
So it's a you thing.
You want to voice how you feel.
Right.
Because let's say we stink playing at Lambeau. And I've been on plenty of teams where we got booed going off the into the locker room. We understand. We're never mad at fans for booing us.
I think you sort of are understanding. Sorry to hijack your call, Corey. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. So
just wait. Maybe Corey's not done. Let him keep going.
No, I've decided now.
Okay.
Because
I'll tell you one thing. I ain't cutting anybody else off today. You're doing it.
Great. Okay.
I'm not going to do it, just so you know.
Why is everything such an extreme with you?
It's not extreme. You tell me I cut off old boy short.
I point out that Jerry
now
was
you
still
go to Jerry. Okay.
All right. So my question for you is, all right, you get booed coming off the field in 2005 at a game because you guys stunk.
Yeah.
Fine. Frustrated. I don't know, motivating you, whatever. If you want Aaron Rodgers to be the Green Bay Packers quarterback this year, what possible good comes from booing him at
game four? I hate to tell you this. There is a growing, I don't know what percentage, there is a
that don't want him to be the quarterback?
That are saying, I'm done with this, trade him, and you cash in while, it's like when Bitcoin was at 75K. Cash in. Now, there's a good chance it's going to rebound and climb back up, but there is a portion of the fan base that said, I'm sick of this. We can get a haul for him. Do it now. That's why you boo, because you're sick of it.
If I may, who are you getting that haul from, and what does it look like?
Oh, if they open this up, they get a haul.
At this point now, you think?
Yes.
All right, well, we can debate that later. We want to get more of your calls first.
No, we can't have an honest debate, because anyone that knows anything about football, he's getting a haul. Period. Yeah.
Okay. What is a haul defined by?
Over 3 first-round picks.
So you're completely wrong.
Prove it.
I will. Next, it's Will D. and Tausch.
What they know. Your first name is free. Last name is dumb. But you still believe in where we're from. Man's red flower. It's in every living thing.
Will D. and Tausch continuing from the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. We have now created a subsidiary argument.
We basically are doing a radio show in the clubhouse here on top of, actually, I feel like we should be getting paid double.
So let me get our actual poll in the field, then we can discuss whether
is it weird that I'm much more interested in this?
No, okay. It's not surprising at all, at all. Let's get back to our calls, though. Our question is a simple one. There were those that thought Aaron Rodgers should have been at Game 3 last night. That's how people reacted to his tweets of a W as the Bucks win. If the Bucks minority owner and Green Bay Packers 3-time NFL MVP quarterback were to show up at Game 4, and you were there too at Fiserv Forum, and they showed him on the Jumbotron, would you cheer him or would you boo him?
Yeah.
844-770-3776. Let's talk to Adam in Virginia, which is apparently near Milwaukee.
I thought the police were coming here to shut us down, all that arguing.
Adam, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are you?
Good. This is actually Ed, and I called a couple weeks ago and was mean about Goody, but it sounds like maybe I should have been mean about Murphy. Anyway, I would cheer.
Should be mean at Jesse. You should.
Yes, for getting your name
Jeez,
wrong.
2 times in a row?
I've heard it both ways.
I would totally cheer. I mean, he's given us all these years of victory. He's played, you know, after breaking his collarbone twice, getting smashed on the field. I mean, what's there not to cheer for?
Yeah, I
mean,
I agree.
I don't get it. I heard Daryl yesterday, and I grew up in the 80s, and we watched the Packers every weekend, and I just felt like it was a time to, like, you go and you watch, and then you feel sad. And then Brett Favre came, and it was like football became different.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose. I don't want to have 10 years of losing.
Amen. I just that's the part that
I want to call Ed by the wrong name, so I'm looking up
Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
William. Hector.
I love you guys.
I agree. And here's my question about Ed Adam, whatever. Yeah, I believe it's
how do you, first off, how do you mistake Ed for Adam?
That's a good question for Jesse.
If you're,
I don't know.
You know, Virginia accent, so he goes, hey, this is Adam.
Virginia accent.
Say that again. Say it so that it sounds like Adam.
This is Adam calling from Virginia.
Nice try. Yeah. 844-770-3776. I don't understand it either, and I wonder if there are more Eds out there that just aren't on social media that are screaming that they hate Aaron Rodgers now because of what he's done. I do wonder that. Let's get another call. I assume this person's name is Daryl. It could be Bartholomew, given Jesse's ability to hear callers. Let's talk to Daryl in Milwaukee, not to be confused with Daryl in Lake Geneva. Daryl, good morning. Welcome to Wildey and Tausch. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Actually, I'm going to call myself now de facto Daryl from back when Thomas called in and we were talking about that whole de facto deal. So that way we won't get confused. I'll be,
that would be de facto Daryl.
So anyway, guys, here's the deal. I am not booing. You know, I'm cheering him because I want him back. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Right.
You know, those that want to boo, they're pretty much like Tausch said. They're frustrated. They're sick of the saga. You know, and to them, I'm sure it feels more like periods in the history books. You know, the Trail of Tears, the Great Depression. You know, those that cheer like me, I just want this to be over. You know, just let it be over and let's get them back. You know, Tausch, like you always said, let's just bring some compassion and humanity back in this situation.
Amen.
I'm not booing, so, man. And quickly, right, guys, to talk about the other guy, Daryl, I don't believe Daryl wants to go through a decade of losing rather than giving it to Rodgers. I believe he just feels like rather than lower his standards and give in, if we just have to, then so be it. It's kind of like, I'll give you a perfect example, and I'll let you guys go. Our great institution, the University of Wisconsin, because of the academic standards, there are many five-star players Wisconsin could have had, but they're not going to lower those standards just for that.
All right, de facto, Daryl, let me ask you this, because you made the point that I was trying to make earlier. Do you think cheering helps the cause at all? Like, if he's there and you cheer for him, that was my thought.
It's not going to help.
It's more helpful to cheer than it is to boo. That's for sure.
Exactly. Even if it's just a minuscule bit of a help, it helps.
Right. Thank you.
Well, water's wet too, Jason. Yeah. Great. What a point, Jason.
Wait. So,
Daryl, wasn't that a profound point by Jason there? That was really good. If they cheer, that will help. Like, of course.
I'm just saying that what do you accomplish by booing him?
Because you're frustrated and you want to let it out.
It's all about you then.
Yes, as a fan, it is about you.
You're not, but do you want
him? This is what you don't get about being a fan. When it is a fan, it's about you.
You're right.
How I feel watching. That's what it's like for them.
Well, thank God this show's not about me because it would really be trouble. The 10 o'clock hour.
I love the fact that we have to label our Daryls. I like that.
I love you guys.
De facto Daryl, we appreciate the call. We'll keep going with your calls to start hour two, 844-770-3776. We are at the AmFam Championship. You love the AmFam Championship?
No,
and it's
we love the AmFam Championship. It is one of the best weekends of the year. It's going on right now. We're here the 11th through Sunday the 13th. Limited number of tickets. Go get your tickets. It's AmFamChampionship.com. All of the proceeds of the event go to the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation, the American Family Children's Hospital, and other charitable organizations that make Wisconsin a great place to live. You got the Gillises out here. You got Jimmy Furyk, John Daly, Freddie Couples. Strick just went off. He's playing. Jerry Kelly, defending champ. Is Andy North going to break 71 every day? I don't think so. I hope he does. Jason thinks he will. But the field is fantastic. People buzzing around. It is a great event. Come on out again. It's AmFamChampionship.com.
The 10 o'clock hour will continue with your calls and your texts. Are you booing Aaron Rodgers? If he was at the AmFam to cheer on Andy North, would you boo him here? We'll talk about it all next. It's Wildey and Tausch.